Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. How may I help you?
Would you check on a charge I had on May? On May 22nd.
Can I have your zip code, please, to help you out?
76384.
Can I have your name, please?
Suzanne Seeley, T like in Tom, H-I-E-L-E.
Okay, hold for just a moment. Can I have you verify your address for me, please?
10955 Center Drive in Vernon, Texas, 76384.
Okay, hold for just a moment. I'm still here. Hold for just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
So by looking at this account, can I have you verify the address one more time?
10955 Center Drive in Vernon, Texas.
Okay, thank you for the information. So by looking at this account, it looks like you had got our tracker tag. You paid the shipping, which is $7.95, and you was enrolled into like our monthly Gadgets Club. We give customers like $125 gift cards that you can use online in an online gadget store, but you will be billed.
That was on my bank statement last month, and I'm not supposed to have that. I did not sign up for that.
So you never ordered a tracker tag, ma'am?
Yes,
customer?
I did. Yes.
Okay, so you did order this. So you was enrolled into our monthly Gadgets Club, ma'am, and you will be billed around $56.95 every month.
That's for every month?
That's correct. Oh,
okay, well, no, that was canceled. It was supposed to have been canceled last month.
So by looking at your account, hold for just a moment, your account was canceled already. You got in to cancel your account on the 26th.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Your account is already canceled, ma'am, so how may I help you?
Oh, so why am I billed on it again?
Okay, so ma'am, your account was canceled on the 26th. You were billed on the 22nd. So if you were charged again, you have to contact your bank.
Okay, let's go back again. That was canceled when?
On the 26th, ma'am. You called in to cancel your account on the 26th. The last charge that was made was on the 22nd.
Wait a minute. The 26th? What is April 26th?
That's correct, ma'am.
That was canceled then?
That's correct, ma'am.
So why did it come up on my May bank statement?
Your account was canceled on the 26th, ma'am. The last charge that was charged was on the 22nd in April. If you were charged again, you would have to contact your bank.
I have to talk to who?
You have to call your bank and let your bank help you out, ma'am. Okay, is there anything else I can assist you with?
Well, I don't understand, but I'll call the bank and then I'll call you back.
Okay, hold for just a moment. I'm still here, hold for just a moment. So you were charged on the 22nd, ma'am.
Yes.
Hold for just a moment. I'm still here, okay?
I'm waiting.
I'm still here. Hold for just a moment. So you were charged on May 22nd. Hold for just a moment. I'm still here. Hold for just a moment. I'm still here. Hold for just a moment.
Okay.
I'm still here. Hold for just a moment, okay? I'm still here, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so what I can do to help you out, hold for just a moment. I'm still here, okay?
Okay.
So I can provide you, you were charged $56.95. So what I can do to help you out, hold for just a moment. I can provide you with a 35% refund. You'll get back $19.93 to help you out. Would you like for me to do that for you?
Do what?
I can provide you with a 35% refund. You'll get back $19.93 to help you out. Would you like for me to do that for you?
Well, I want the whole $56.95 canceled.
We can provide you with a 50% refund. You'll get back $28.48 back into your account. Would you like for me to do that for you?
I think I'm going to have my husband call you.
Okay, so you will get your full refund back into your account within 3 to 5 business days. And is there anything else I can assist you with, ma'am?
No.
Okay, thank you for calling the customer. Have a great day.